It's been a year since a man went missing after police in Paterson, New Jersey detained him. Body camera footage from the police encounter is incomplete, frustrating his family and enraging the community. And that's just one issue facing a department beset by controversy, corruption, and criminality. The case raises questions about police accountability that echoes national concerns. WNYC's Matt Katz has the story.
In the dark early morning hours of February 3rd, 2022, with temperatures hovering in the 20s, Felix De Jesus went missing. The 41-year-old kitchen installer was detained earlier that night, but not officially arrested, by police in Paterson after he allegedly grabbed a woman at a bodega. Video from officers' body-worn cameras begins with De Jesus face down on the muddy, snowy ground as he's getting cuffed. The sound eventually turns on as officers struggle to get De Jesus, who is clearly intoxicated, into the back of a police car.
Get in the car. Let's go.
Don't push me, De Jesus says in Spanish. He asks why he's being cuffed, but gets no answer. The main officer dealing with him doesn't speak or understand Spanish. Then De Jesus says, "Listen to me, my hand is broken. I swear to God." The officer doesn't reply.
Brother.
Once De Jesus is in the car, the officer closes the door, frustrated, and walks over to the alleged victim.
Jesus Christ. All right. He touched you? Let me get your ID, and I need you to just write something up, all right? Saying that he touched you and stuff like that. All right.
The woman tells the cop that De Jesus grabbed her and swung her around, but she doesn't want to make a statement or file a complaint. The officer says that's fine and lets her go. Police say officers then drove De Jesus across town and dropped him off at this park where a group of people were gathered. According to the mayor, one of those people is now a person of interest in the continuing investigation.
They decided to come and bring my brother to this dark area, as you can see.
Giovanni De Jesus is one of Felix's 10 younger siblings. He doesn't understand why his brother, a father of two, wasn't just brought either to jail or the hospital or his home a couple blocks away, instead of to a small park between a high school and the Passaic River more than a mile away. Felix De Jesus was wearing just a t-shirt and sweats.
It was brutal that night. It was very cold. We were trying to figure out what happened that night. The last thing I seen on the video was when the cops took my brother.
And then they turned off the video.
And they turned off the video on their own behalf.
Body-worn cameras have given Americans a window into corrupt and violent policing, like last month's fatal beating of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. In this case, body-worn camera footage was only released months after the incident when local reporters sued the department. And it was incomplete. After getting De Jesus in the car and before they drove him to the park, both officers shut off their cameras. That violates state policy because De Jesus was still in their custody. It's a sign of a larger problem, says local activist Corey Teague.
This city is in trouble. This city is in a bad place right now.
Teague spoke at last month's city council meeting. The De Jesus family and their supporters have addressed the city council every month for the last year, blasting the city for a lack of transparency about the case.
I'm tired of marching because we have police brutality and things going on in the police department. I'm sick and tired of the marching.
His message to the city council on this day, diversify your police force, especially the upper ranks. The department is far wider than the proportion of white people in the overall city. Paterson is mostly Latino, but there was a clear language barrier in the De Jesus interaction with the officer.
If we go in there and we change the police department and make sure that the leadership is reflective of the people in this community and put people in charge who actually care about the community they live in, then we'll see the change that we want to see.
The issues raised in Paterson echo across the country. Are police forces diverse enough? Is training adequate? Are officials being transparent about police actions? And can body-worn cameras help to stop police violence? Six Paterson police officers were recently indicted and five sentenced to prison terms for illegally stopping, searching, assaulting, and robbing people of money and drugs. Last month, yet another cop was charged with assault. It's Officer Spencer Finch's second indictment for two different incidents. In this case from 2021, Finch is seen on body-worn camera approaching an unarmed man, slapping him in the face, repeatedly hitting him with a flashlight, and then kneeing him in the head after he was handcuffed. But this incident was not on Finch's camera because just like the officers in the DeJesus case, Finch had his camera off. His partner filmed it. Mayor Andre Saya calls the incident deplorable.
And I fired him, which was like an unprecedented. You usually let the process play out, but I felt like it was so blatant. And we wanted to send a message. And we also want to underscore the importance of why we were adamant about equipping our officers with body cameras.
Saya also recently fired the police chief, partially because he was falling asleep in meetings, but also because the mayor didn't think he had a plan for addressing violent crime. In this town of 157,000 people, 27 were murdered last year. And Saya is making other changes that he hopes will prevent violent police confrontations and corruption, recruiting and swearing in more diverse police recruits, and investing $1 million for violence interruption.
We do understand that the relationship has been ruptured between the police and the public. So we want to restore the trust. We want to repair that relationship.
But the DeJesus disappearance still casts a cloud over police-community relations. The officers involved in that case were ultimately suspended last fall for 3 months for violating protocol, including a failure to properly use body-worn cameras. For Giovanni DeJesus, though, that's not enough.
That's a slap in the face what they gave us, you know? Because at this moment, we can't even find my brother. They should have held them accountable until my brother appears.
Giovanni watches the body-worn camera footage every day, looking for clues.
They should have never took my brother. They should have left my brother alone.
Anyone with information about DeJesus' disappearance is asked to call the neighboring Haldon Police Department, which is now running the missing persons investigation. Police are offering a $15,000 reward. Matt Katz, WNYC News.
When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna die.